Now to the story of another Mexican mayor, a popular and controversial one. Héctor Murguía is mayor of the violent border city of Juárez. He's a lifelong resident who comes from a big business family. And as Monica Ortiz Uribe reports, there are suggestions he may be linked to organized crime.
Héctor Murguía was sworn in as the mayor of Juárez in a crowded college gymnasium on Sunday. His forehead gleamed under the stage lights as he drank in the cheering crowd, rarely relaxing the giant smile on his face. Murguía is known throughout Juárez as El Teto, short for Héctor. He brilliantly markets himself as a man of the people. All around town, there are photos of him hugging a grandmother. He holds political rallies in the most marginalized neighborhoods and invites potential voters up to the stage with him to dance. At the swearing-in ceremony, his die-hard fans showed up in the thousands.
Yo les aviso, contento, contento, si hay paraíso!
Teto is the first in Juárez to be re-elected as mayor. In Mexico, it's against the law to serve two consecutive terms. Teto's first administration was from 2004 to 2007. Despite his magnetic personality, business leaders and social activists say there is another side to Teto. They characterize his last term as authoritarian and secretive. Even more severe are questions about possible links to organized crime. 3 months after Teto left office, his former police director, Saulo Reyes Gamboa, was arrested by U.S. authorities after he bribed an undercover cop into allowing drugs across the border. Reyes Gamboa was convicted and sentenced to more than 8 years in federal prison. Teto vehemently denies any links to organized crime. At a recent lunch meeting with Mexican journalists, he said he comes from a hardworking family. We may not be perfect, he said, but we are certainly not drug traffickers.
Chayo! Chayo! Ven!
People living in the poor outskirts of Juárez don't seem concerned about corruption in Teto's last administration. Rosario Valadez is a housewife with a life-size cardboard image of Teto in her yard.
Pues hubo despensas. Hubo una, dos, tres veces hubo despensas.
Valadez says Teto's campaign workers brought neighbors packages with flour, sugar, cooking oil, and coffee. She said they've also received bags of concrete and gotten help paying traffic tickets and water bills. Valadez says Teto helped children with disabilities get into local schools, something their parents struggle with.
I'm going to go get cookies.
Okay.
Across the border in El Paso, Mayor John Cook watches his granddaughter run past his office at City Hall. He said the fact that Teto's police director was involved in drug trafficking is not surprising. One of Mexico's biggest problems is that government is commonly infiltrated by organized crime. Even so, Cook plans on having a close working relationship with Teto.
I, for one, am going to give him the opportunity to prove that he is joining in this fight against the war on drugs.
2 days before he took office, Teto said he wants to improve on his last administration. He promises to be more tolerant and humble. On top of his agenda is security, followed by jobs.
Yo creo que en Juárez representa el reto más importante para todo el país.
I think Juárez represents the most important challenge in all of Mexico, he said. The eyes of the world are on Juárez. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.